I just had to try this spell at night, didn't I? Ugh, I should be setting up camp by now. But no, I have no thumbs right now. Oh, God. Gods, this is just embarrassing at this point. What kind of useless druid am I? Oh, I can't do anything right. I can't even join the mages and the fighters when they're up against the Ursa. Hell, do I even want to? What are they even fighting about, anyway? It's been so long that I can't even remember what started this rift in the first place. Oh. Well, doesn't really matter, anyway, since this dumb kitty cat can only be just that. What good is a druid if it can only shift into a pitiful house cat? At least I can see better at night through these eyes. I can keep an eye on those ravens. Oh, gods. Oh, gods, wait. That's a person. But can I trust them? They may be of the Ursa, but they don't look like any I've seen. And they're not wearing any garments that look familiar. Maybe just a traveler? An adventurer? A human? Oh, shit. They're coming. Shit. What am I doing? Oh, fuck, they're picking me up. Fuck! Oh, gods. Oh, but it does feel good to get off my feet. What are they doing with me? They're petting me. This. Oh, this is nice. Did they just call me cute? Oh, God. Wait, companion? Oh, fucking course they don't know I'm not actually a fucking cat. And they can't understand what I'm trying to tell them. Now behind the ears. Oh, that's the good stuff. I hope this one isn't disappointed when the spell wears off. Wait, when is it supposed to wear off? I've been like this for at least 5 hours now? I barely have control of my mana, so there's no way I managed a higher level spell with the strength to last much longer. I'll just try not to scare them when I shift back. Whoa, going to sleep already? I suppose it has been dark for a while, but please don't fall asleep before I change back. God, I'm tired too. So tired. Arms are so warm. So tired. Gods, it is chilly this morning. Oh, you're awake. No, don't freak out. I'm just a useless druid who couldn't reverse her own wild shape yesterday. And that's when you found me. Yeah, that little cat you found in the dark. Yep, one and the same. I'm the cat. You're not freaked out? I'm honestly impressed. It's not every day you go to sleep snuggling a stray cat and wake up and that kitty's now a tiefling who's about 2 feet taller than you. Are you the Ursa? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked. What, really? You don't know of the Ursa? the ones who were bestowed the ancient power of the realm, the ones who watch over these lands. Wow, I'm surprised and envious, if I'm being truthful. Yeah, my people, the tieflings, we don't tend to see eye to eye with the allies of the Ursa, and I don't even know why anymore. I think it's just a stupid tradition at this point, but I would rather just do my own thing and not care either way. I like being on my own. If only I wasn't such a waste of a fucking druid. Oh, the horns? Yeah, my ancestors are from the underworld. But most of us these days just want to hang around, grab a pint, play some songs. It's led to some less than desirable discrimination against my kind. The stench of Asmodeus lingers far too much for many, and the horns don't really help in others being not afraid of us. But hey, if you can keep a secret, I've always hated Asmodeus. Real asshole, if you ask me. But, what about you? What are you doing out here in the woods all by yourself? You're such a little thing. You have to be careful out here. Hmm? Well, I mean, any human is a little thing compared to me. You barely come up to about here on me? Me? I'm usually out here on my own. I think I'm pretty good company. I mean, you seemed to enjoy it last night. Oh, come on, you were very cuddly. I haven't slept that long in a really long time. Oh, the cat? Funny thing about that. I'm supposed to be able to shift into other animals. Bears, wolves, hawks. But I've only been able to master the domestic cat. It's pathetic, right? What use is it to just turn into a little house cat? I can't hunt for anything except rodents, which taste terrible, by the way. I can't be of help to anyone. I can't even really keep myself safe, even. And then there are the birds, those flying bastards. If I could change into a bear, I could be unstoppable. I wouldn't ever need any help from anyone. You thought I was cute. Cute, coming from you. What a sweet little thing you are. But, since the sun is up, I should get going. I'm sure you were on your way somewhere important, and since I'm not the little cat you can keep as your companion, I should probably take my leave. Thank you for the restful night. It really was quite pleasant, sleeping in your arms. What? Come along with you? I suppose I could travel with you for now. I could use the second pair of eyes. And I know I said I'm good company, but I like yours too. Of course. But why take me with you? Companionship? I've already said I couldn't be of any use to you as a cat. I can barely control what little manner I've developed. Say that again. You like me. Oh, gods, you're very close. Oh, your fingers feel different when I'm in this form. So soft, much more delicate than when you were patting me as a cat. Feels nice, though. Kiss you. I couldn't. Wait, you're a human. I could hurt you. I haven't felt the touch of another in quite a long time. Oh, I could devour you if I wanted to. Oh, you want me to? Oh, you're a hot little one. Oh, God. Oh, this feels so good. Those little gasps escaping your lips. Oh, music to my ears. Fuck. So hot. So cute. Yes. climb on top of me, sweet thing. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yes. Right there. Wait. Are you wearing anything under that tunic? Oh, my gods. You really want this. I can feel you. I can feel how excited you are. God. I can smell your heat. Let's get all this off you. You're not cold, are you? I know I run hot, but... Oh, fuck. Oh, look at you. Look at this body. Oh, I really do want to devour you. Every fucking inch. Yeah, you can touch my horns. Just don't pull on them too hard, okay? God, yes. You taste fantastic. You taste fantastic. Oh, these gorgeous curves. Your neck. Your shoulders. Fuck. Fuck, I need to taste you properly. Climb on up here, little one. Yeah, right there, just like that. Oh, fuck. You're practically begging for my mouth. Look at you shaking, your hips sliding back and forth. I'll just get a taste of these thighs first. Tell me if I'm biting too hard, okay? I don't know my own strength sometimes. Oh. Yes. Not too sharp, are they? I wouldn't want to draw blood. No, I just want to leave a pretty mark right here. Oh, you liked that one, did you? Oh, fuck. Okay. Lower yourself down on my face. Yeah. Grab my horns. Ride my face. Let me put this long, strong tongue to good use. All the better to eat you with, my sweet. God, you taste divine. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, there you go. Let go. Let go for me, sweet. Fuck. I love watching you from down here. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Use my mouth. Oh, use my tongue, yes. Grind on my face. Faster. I can hear it in your breath. Your heartbeat is quickening. I can feel your heat. Feel my tongue deep inside you. Yes. My tieflings aren't just big in stature. Yes, there you go. I haven't had a little thing as cute as you in ages. Let me grab your waist. And pull you down against my tongue. Oh, I can hear you. You're so close, little one. Your voice, your breath. There's no one out here in these woods, and even if they were, I'd be far more dangerous. Come for me, please, please. Oh, Just collapse onto me. I've got you, I've got you. Cuddle up next to me. I've got enough body heat for the both of us. You were. Sorry. I was just surprised that you were even attracted to, well, all this. Like I said before, the usual response someone has when they see someone like me is fear, and rarely lust, especially from humans. You're different. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck, please touch me. Oh, put your hands all over me. Oh, those delicate fingers. Oh, God's above and below. Yes, right there. Kiss my neck. Please. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Touch me. Right here. You feel that? Oh, you feel that heat. I'm aching for you. Your fingers. Oh, fuck, your hands. Oh, they're so small, but fuck, be careful with my tail, it's sensitive. Fuck. Oh, go faster. Yes. And another finger. That spot. The way you're pressing into me. Yes, right there, right fucking there. Feel my insides contracting. Jeez. Give me another finger. Yes, fill me up. Oh, God, and don't you dare stop, little one. Oh, and let me touch you too. I want to feel you lose yourself again. Oh, it was intoxicating. There you are. I could... look at me. Look into my eyes. Yeah, I want you to see the power you have over me, over this body. I want you to watch me come around your fingers harder. You can go harder. This body can take it. This body wants it. Yes, that's it. Fuck. Yes, hold on to me, little one. Let me feel your heartbeat. Let me feel your heat. Oh, fuck. Oh, God's Venus. Fuck, don't stop. Keep going. Please don't stop. Ah, fuck. Oh, what a talented little adventurer you are. So fucking good with your fingers. Keep making those sounds. You'll send me over the edge. That's it. Fuck. Come with me, sweetling. Come for me again. Please. I want to feel you fall apart for me again. Look at me. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. There we go, my sweet. Yes, there you go. Oh, so good for me. So good for me. Lie back, I've got you. God, I really could crush you if I'd wanted to. And you trusted me. Come here. You trusted me with your body. One that I would have had entirely helpless against me. Do as I please, but you wanted me. You wanted me? You wanted me? Don't call me cute. At least not when I'm in this form. I suppose you could call me cute in my other form. If you'd like, I could come along with you. Well, I mean, I think we could help each other out. Besides the lovely company. Well, sure, once I have my magic under control, I could protect you. Out here in these woods, it's not safe to travel by yourself as you are. You could get attacked, kidnapped, eaten! like that. Whether it's a druid or a dragon, humans like you are prey to most of us out here. Even if those same humans like to think they're at the top of the food chain. And trust me, not all the creatures out here are as accommodating or generous as I am. So, I could serve you as a bodyguard. And you could serve me with this beautiful body. That is, only if you wanted to. I'm not very good at this part, but the way you're looking at me makes you think you're into the idea.